charged Rolf Harris with 13 sex offences. The Australian entertainer faces 9 counts of indecently assaulting 2 teenage girls in the 1980s, as well as making indecent images of children. He's due to face court later next month.
Britain's parliament is debating whether to take military action against Syria. Prime Minister David Cameron says he's convinced the Syrian regime is behind last week's chemical attack. He says the government has legal advice it can launch a strike against Syria without UN backing.
The coalition has hit back at government claims of a costings black hole. Kevin Rudd says the coalition has a $10 billion hole in its savings, but the heads of Treasury and Finance say their departments have never costed coalition policies.
A new poll shows Labor's facing a possible wipeout in Western Sydney. The News poll has found a 9% swing against Labor in its 5 most marginal seats there. If that swing was repeated in neighbouring electorates, another 4 seats would fall to the coalition.
And the doping watchdog could claim more scalps, with Canberra winger Shandor Earle agreeing to assist its investigation into the NRL. Earle has been given a provisional suspension and an infraction notice for using and trafficking a banned peptide. He's the first player to be charged as a result of the investigation.